Today in Houston, a federal jury did find the Arthur Andersen accounting firm guilty of obstructing justice. But as it turns out, the conviction had relatively little to do with document shredding. Jurors said they ended up ignoring evidence that Andersen employees shredded tons of documents and thousands of emails. Instead, they focused on a single memo, one that was preserved but altered. NPR Cheryl Corley reports from Houston.
When this trial began 6 weeks ago, government prosecutors came with a strong hand. They had a guilty plea from an Andersen executive who said he had orchestrated a shredding campaign at the accounting firm to keep the Securities and Exchange Commission from getting information. They also had an admission from Arthur Andersen itself. The firm told the Justice Department early this year that it had destroyed Enron-related documents. Andersen would fire David Duncan, the lead auditor on the Enron account, and under subpoena, it turned over documents that were used during the trial. But Andersen denied throughout the trial that it had any criminal intent. It was simply following the firm's document retention policy, cleaning up files and getting rid of unnecessary paper. Andersen's argument did not sway the jury, and prosecutor Andrew Weissman said this trial was about a simple principle.
Which is, when you expect the police, don't destroy evidence. And for Arthur Andersen, that police was the SEC, and they knew they were coming, and they destroyed evidence in advance of their getting there. That's what the case was about. That's what they were charged with, and that's what they're now convicted of.
Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson said today the government was gratified that the guilty verdict showed that Andersen intentionally interfered with an official investigation when it destroyed tons of paper and electronic information. But paper shredding seemed to be the furthest thing from the jury's mind. Jury foreman Oscar Kreiner said their charge was to find that someone had corruptly persuaded someone else to take action that would hamper an official proceeding.
That's what we had to find. And that almost had nothing to do with shredding documents. It was something else that was going on.
That something else came October 18th when in-house Andersen lawyer Nancy Temple sent David Duncan a note. She told him to remove her name from a memo discussing how Enron, in an earnings release, would describe its troubling finances. Enron rejected Andersen's advice, but the jurors said the accounting firm began altering documents to keep them away from the SEC, which was against the law. The Temple note, for example, said to remove her name from the memo because it would increase the chance of her being called as a witness, which she would prefer to avoid. Kreiner said that showed Temple had a criminal intent to impair the ability of any investigation the Securities and Exchange Commission might conduct. Juror Jack Gallo says when the jury got the case, they took an immediate vote.
The first vote was split, almost 6-6. Then it got down to maybe 2 or 3.
9-3.
And then the jury announced it was deadlocked. Judge Melinda Harmon urged them to push on. She told them they did not all have to have the same person in mind, that it could be different people who had a corrupt intent. Although the issue caused an intense courtroom fight between Andersen and government attorneys, it too made little difference. The four jurors said they had already agreed there was only one culprit, and that was Nancy Temple. During the trial, Andersen's lead defense attorney, Rusty Hardin, had accused the government of rushing to judgment. After the trial, Hardin, surrounded by Andersen executives, said through its indictment, the Justice Department had killed a firm when it didn't have to do so.
There is a very serious, troubling question for corporations in the future, in light of what's happened here, in terms of full cooperation. You know, people are going to have to ask the question very carefully. Does it make any difference to fully cooperate, turn over everything voluntarily, self-report, when you end up like this?
Today's jury decision means Andersen faces up to 5 years probation and a fine that could total $500,000. The accounting firm says it will appeal the verdict, but it may be a hollow gesture. Andersen has lost hundreds of clients, and its workforce has shriveled. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.